When someone sits down with a cup of their coffee, Natasha Parrish, Skiing Ludas, and Keir Portress hope not only do they enjoy the aromatic flavors, but also feel inspired to build and explore their connection to indigenous communities. Just like coffee is ingrained in most people's daily routines, the co-founders of Indigenous Roots Coffee Company feel moments of truth and reconciliation can also be weaved into our lives. A sentiment echoed in their slogan, Everyday Acts of Reconciliation. We envision people sitting down with our coffee, sharing stories, reading, says Portress. Because it really starts with the individual. The couple both work in the field of Indigenous education. Parrish works at Camosun College as education developer for indigenization, and Portress works as a consultant, helping facilitate connections between large projects and Indigenous communities. Using this experience and their own connections to their cultures, Portress is Métis and Parrish is Haida. Indigenous Roots Coffee has been created as a gateway to learn more about truth and reconciliation. We were really seeing a lot of desire and need for more education out there for people, said Portress. People every day asking how they can learn more, what they can do or buy to help. As well as raise awareness, the brand hopes to build community connections and celebrate Indigenous cultures through art and relationships. Sometimes the public doesn't get to see or hear what Indigenous peoples are already doing, said Parrish. With her Haida family involved in the coffee industry for over 30 years, Parrish says she hopes Indigenous Roots Coffee can be an extension of that history and experience. When my family visit each other, we always have coffee. It's just part of our culture, and I love that, she says. Coffee is a great way to just sit and talk with each other and share information. It's bonding. Four blends of coffee are available, each partnered with a different Indigenous grassroots initiative. The couple hope the partnerships will help shine a light on Indigenous excellence, innovation and courage. For me, it's coming alongside what people are already doing, says Parrish. So it's nothing new, we're just highlighting it and bringing it forward so we can all learn more together. Natasha and I are strong believers that the community does well, if everyone in the community is doing well and vice versa. Our success is community success, adds Portress. Their Big House Blend coffee contributes to community and family gatherings, while their Canoe Connections blend supports the Geronimo Canoe Club in Brentwood Bay. For Portress, the initiative he feels a personal connection to is the Joyful Jiggers, a Métis dance group, which his 13-year-old daughter Abigail and her friend Piper belong to. The initiative is paired with their Express Yourself Espresso blend. To have two teenagers motivated to share their knowledge of dance and help build that skill in the community is, I think, really special, he says. It's the work of the XAXETENEW Sacred Land Society, supported by their Land Back blend, which Parrish admires most, both for the organization's work to create a safe space for Indigenous women and two-spirited people in Saanich, and the coffee's flavor. I think it's just so important we think about colonization and the effect that it's had on land, she says. But the pair are not resting on their laurels. As their company grows, they hope to expand their outreach and foster more community connections. The packaging for each of the four coffee flavors blends the couple's Métis and Haida cultures, with Métis floral beadwork and the Haida form line of Kagan Jod, Mouse Woman, adorned on each packet. Each flavor also has its own logo, created by WSANEC artist Chaz Elliott, Temozang, who crafted each design to reflect the feelings and energy of each coffee. For the Express Yourself Espresso blend, Elliott has created a hummingbird design to reflect how people involved in arts and culture can express themselves. As the hummingbird can go whichever direction it wants, says Portress. According to Portress, the artwork was developed before the coffee flavors, with the feelings generated by the art the influence for the blends. It was a really beautiful process, he says. The flavors of the coffee actually align with all the artwork. The couple hopes the intricate artwork will encourage consumers to get curious about the different cultures represented and demonstrate the beauty of Indigenous cultures, adds Parrish. I think just bringing that forward demonstrates that indigenous peoples have always been creators and they've always been innovators, she adds. With a lack of everyday indigenous products on the shelves of grocery stores, the couple say the coffee has been well received by all. People have been really loving the connections, the opportunity to connect with community and for indigenous peoples. I've been noticing a lot of pride, they're drawn to it, said Parrish. They just are very proud of the indigenous peoples involved, artists, land back initiatives, community members that are canoeing or jigging. There's a real sense of pride. For more information about Indigenous Roots Coffee Company, which can be ordered online, visit the website, www.indigenousrootscoffee.com.